Now, me di oma mikbechol makom. Since he says any place not by 4 or 5, shema mina seifa koyi lakula shema mina. Shema mina is going lakula Reb Yuda, and it's like this. In the ratio, when you're buying 4 or 5, then no matter where they are, even in the midbarius, you're allowed to buy them. But that the seifa said you're not allowed to buy 2, that's only when they're in the midbar. But 2 of them that are in Baisas, that are back at home, even that, then even 2, you're also allowed to buy off the raya. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara Mishnah says, V'loi mi shomrei peiros. You can't buy fruits or wood off the shomrim of peiros. Rav Zvid, the Gemara says, Rav Zovin Shabishto Me'arisei. Rav bought some chavilis mars, or some stalks, off an oris, off a sharecrop, a person that works on the fields. So Amalei Abaya said to Rav, I bought Tanan. That's what some of the Gersha should be Rava, because he argues in Abaya, because Rav wouldn't be Abaya back to Rav. So first Gersha should be really Rava. That Rava is Zovin Shabishto Me'arisei. So Amalei Abaya said back like to Rava, for Tanan I learned in our Mishnah, for Loi Mishomrei Peiros, Eitzamu Peiros. You can't buy from a Shomer, from a watcher of the fields, you can't buy a wood or Peiros. See, how come you bought this Shabishto, this wood, off the Yoros, off the Shomer? So Amalei, so Rav answered back, Hanimili, when does the Mishnah say it's also b'shoimer the less laid the goof of the Ariamidi? Only by stama watcher of the peiros, only stama watcher of the fruits that doesn't own anything, any share in the property, in the peiros. Therefore, we have to be afraid. He's selling you like from the owner, so it's like Gazela. Aval Oris. But a sharecropper, the Istle the Gavei, he owns part of the produce. A sharecropper, the pshat is that I work for you to take care of your field, and I get a third of the profit. Since he gets a third of the profit, the third of what grows, Ema, then you have a right to say, when he sells you something, Midinav Sheikho Mazvin, he's selling you from his own share. Therefore, Rabba was allowed to buy the Shabishta from the Arisa. Tana Rabban runs on a price like this. Shemre Peiros, is a person that watches the orchard, is loichin mehen, you're allowed to buy from them fruits or something, kishen yoishrin or mechrin, when they're sitting down and selling, v'yasalin lifneim, and they have a lot of baskets. In other words, they're selling openly. V'yaturfani lifneim, and they have the scales in front of them. So that's like a real merchant, so then we believe that they're selling their own. But the Kulan Sharmu, any time when the salesman, when the Shema Paris tells us, Hitmin, that means keep it quiet, don't tell anybody I'm selling it to you, then it's also to buy it. But then you have to be afraid, it's Exela. Now, Leichen Mehen Miftah Mipesach Hagina. You're allowed to buy from them from the opening of the Gina of the garden. Avaloi Meachuri Hagina. But not in the back of the garden. Again, if they're selling it at the beginning, the opening of the garden, it's like open. So then they'll only sell it if they really have a right to, if it's their own. If it's their own. We're not afraid it's stolen goods. But if they sell it in the back of the garden, then we have to be afraid it's like a gazela. If my word like this, Gazlon miyemosai muta litnei semedu. If you know somebody is a gazlin, somebody stole some money, or stole things, now you want to buy something off him. So when are you allowed to buy off from him? Or else the gears of the rift should be ligvay semenu. When do you have a right to go and collect some money from him? In other words, when do you have a right to say it's not stolen goods that he's giving you? So Rav Oma Achetei Roiv Mishaloi. Until you know that Rove of his possessions, Rove of his money, really belongs to him. The money that he stole is only a miyat. So therefore we have a right to say the money that he gives you now is from the Roiv, from his own money. It's not Mom Hagozel. Even if only a small amount of the money really belongs to him, still, but if the amount of money that you're collecting from him is enough, is the amount of money that he himself really owns, then we have a right to say that the money he's giving you is from his own money. Now, I relay Rav Yehuda paskind li'ado daila. Rashi says, Ad is the name of a man. Daila is a shamish to Rabbanan. Kedivri Yomer, he passed really like Shmuel, that says, Afilu miyat shalai. Even if he only has a small amount of money, even though the majority of his money that he owns is still gazela stolen goods, you have a right to receive money from him. You have a right to say that the money he's giving you is from his own money. Tadigmar says, Momin Amosar. What's going to be the money of a person that's a mosser? A mosser means he tells to the government or to goyim about somebody else's property, and he causes the goyim to take it away from you. So Rav Huna for Rav Yehuda, it's a machlokes. Chadama one says mutali avdoi, the money that a mosser owns, you let it destroy, you let it go, and just burn it up, destroy it. Biyad, even with your own hands. The Chadama one says no. Osali avdoi biyad, you're not let it go and destroy it to be a mosser, to destroy it with your own hands. What's the machlokes? Man diyama mutali avdoi biyad, the one that says you let it destroy it with your own hands. What's the svara? Lo yehem emoinoi, chomem megufoi. The svar is that this mosser's money should not be more strict than his own body. In other words, the loch is we're allowed to kill a mosser. Like Rashi brings down, to mutal abed gufoi biyadayim. Tikatoni, we learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, ha'minen v'hamasarois, maridin oisam labor v'loy malin. We're allowed to throw them down into the bor, not pick them up. I was reminded before with Rav Kana that he was allowed to kill the person that was going to be a mosser. If you're telling upon other people's property to the goyim, you have a right. We have a right to kill you. So, if we have a right to kill you, so the mammon also we have a right to take away from you. So therefore, you'd be allowed to be mazik to destroy his money also. And the Gemara says, the man the yom says, no, it's also liavdoi. And that's the way we pass, and you're not allowed to destroy his money, even though you can kill him, but you can't destroy his money, because Dilma Hevele Zarim Alya, maybe he'll have a good child, maybe he'll have a tzaddik for a child. The Pasuk says in Eov, like Yochin, they'll be prepared, and the Pasuk really ends off with tzaddik Yilbosh. So he's saying to say is Yochin Rosha, that sometimes the Rosha will prepare the money with tzaddik Yilbosh, and the tzaddik will use it up. Zeros, even though the father is a Rosha, but maybe his child will be a tzaddik. So therefore, the money we can't destroy, because like this, maybe the son would yashin the money. Even though you're allowed to kill the father, the Rosha, but you're not allowed to destroy his money. And the Gemara says, Rav Chizda, Hebelehu Arisa. Rav Chizda had an aris, had a sharecropper. He used to work on his field, and he was supposed to take a part of the share, part of the produce. Teve tokil v'yoyiv, tokil v'shokil. What this Arvis did is he took half, 50% of the profit he took for himself. Like he weighed 1 pound and gave it to Rav Chizda, and then he weighed another pound and took it for himself. And really he's taken more than he was supposed to, because a regular sharecropper only takes 1/3, and he was taking a half. So, Korah Nafshe, so Rav Chizda set upon himself, or the Pasuk in Mishnah that says, V'tzofon la-tzadik chel choyta. What's set aside for tzaddik, sometimes a choyta, a rosha, like takes it away. Like here, his own arus was taken away, his own share. Mar says, and the pasuk says, "Ki matikvas chonef ki yiftso." Like, what does the gazlan have a gain on the deal? Ki yeshel elokai nafshoi. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away his nefesh. Like, what does the gazlan gain by stealing? Hashem will take away his nefesh. So the machlokes over here: whose nefesh will Hashem take away? So Mar says, "Rav Huna of Rav Chizda." Chadama one says, nafsha the nigzal. In other words, when you steal, it's like you take it away the nigzal's nefesh. That's a terrible thing. The Chadama one says, the pasuk means, nafsha shagazlin. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the gazlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill the gazlin. Now, man diyama nafsha shenigzal, the one that says this pasuk here, of, kima tikvas chonef, ki yivtso, ki yeshel elokai nafshoi, the one that says it goes on the nigzal, it's like you're stealing the nigzal's heart. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Kein orchois kol boitzeya botza es nefesh bolav yikach." Like if you steal money, you are taking away the owner's heart. So that's this pasuk. It's like you're killing the person. You're taking away his money. It's like you're killing him. Man diyama, the one that says though nafsho shagazlin, that the pasuk means Hashem will kill the gazlin. The pasuk says also in Mishlei, "Al tigzol dol ki dalu." Don't steal from a poor person because he's poor. V'yatadaka yoni, don't make a bid for noni. Ba'ashor ki Hashem yoriv rivam, Hashem will fight back for them. V'kov es kveyem nofesh, like Hashem like will take away. Rashi says goyvel nefesh goyzleim, like Hashem will take back their nefesh. So Chur means to say that Hashem will take back the gazlan, take away his nefesh because you stole from the person. Now the Gemara is the kashya: what does one do with the other pasuk? But v'dechnam yiksev nefesh bolav yikach. Like it's still the pasuk says, when you steal, it's like you're taking away the nefesh of the nigzal, the one that was stolen from. So Mora says, no, my bolov, bolov the hashta. You know what the pasuk means? The owner of it right now. It means after you stole the money, the gazlan shenasach shabaylam, Rashi says. You're like the baylam of the mammon now. So he holds that Hashem will take away the gazlan. For the Gemara, but v'idrachanam, even the one that says the gazlan, how the pasuk says, v'ksiv v'koves kaveyim nefesh. So, the one that says it's the nigzal, I hear it's mashma Hashem will take away the nefesh of the gazlan. So Gemara says, my tam koma. My time the kovis kaveyim mishum the kovin nefesh. Like how come Hashem will take revenge upon this gazlin because he stole the nefesh of the owner? In other words, when you steal from somebody, you're like killing the nigzal. Omer Reb Yechanan, kol ha-goizel es chaveir shava fruta. If somebody steals from his friend the shava fruta, you should know kilu noritel nishmos mimenu. It's like you're taking away his neshama. Shenema the pasuk says. You're like, Mamish taking away his nefesh. Another pasuk says, like eating up the tzir of the children. The pasuk says, Mechames. Now you're eating up his children also. Then another pasuk says, Mechames, that's a chamsin. That's if you take it, even though you pay for it, but you just grab it away. Mechames b'nei Yehuda, asheshov chudom noki biyatzam. Like they were killing people, it's still like they killed somebody because they did this type of gzela of grabbing away their things, even though they paid for it. That's called the chamas. The yoyman, another pasuk says, "Hel shol v'yal beis hadomim al asher hey mitzas hagivoynim." That's considered like shol killed out the givoynim. We'll soon see why. Because he stole from them. We'll soon see what the pshat is. So all these psukim are proofs that if you steal from somebody, it's like you kill them. Hadamar says, "My v'yeme." What do we need all these tzukim for? V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me v'chitema. Nefesh di day, maybe it's only considered like you're stealing the nigzal's nefesh. Avo nefesh bonav b'nei sevloi. Maybe the nefesh of the children know. So Mr. Gemara says, "Toshima, come in, I'll bring you proof." The pasuk says, "Besar bonav b'nei sev." It's considered like eating up the basar of his children also. V'chitema also, maybe you'll tell me hanimili. When is this said? Hechid el yoyev demei. Only when the gazlan does not pay for it. Aval hechid the yoyev demei, maybe when the gazlan is chamsim, he gives money, he grabs away your object, and then he pays you for it. So maybe there it's not so bad, maybe there it's not still like you're killing the nigzal. Tashma, that we have another pasuk, mechomis b'nei Yehuda, sheshov chodam noki b'yartzachim. And there was a chomis that's grabbing away somebody else's things. V'chitayim also, maybe you'll tell me, Hani mili when it is said, Hechi dekovid biyodayim, only when the gazlan goes with his hands and steals, maybe that is considered like you're stealing, you're killing the nigzal. Avol groma, but you only cause somebody else to have a loss, maybe then it's not considered like you killed him. Toshma, that's the last final proof, that the pasuk says about El Shol v'El Beis Hadomim, al asher heimis es ha-givoynim, that is considered as if Shol killed out the givoynim. Now the question is, where do we find any place that a shoal killed out the Gevoinim? Ella, what do we have to say? Since shoal had killed out his city Noiv, the Ira the Kahanim, because he held their Amorim b'Malchus, they were trying to protect David. These Kahanim used to give water and food to the Gevoinim. So now that he killed out the Gevoinim had no food to eat. It's like Goram caused that like they should not receive any money, any food. So Malo Vakosav Kilo Horgon, the pasuk still considers it as if Shaul killed them out. So here we see, even though you're only a groma through by the Gzela, still is considered as if you killed the Nizam. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Avoloichim in Hanoshim," but you'll add a boy from the ladies in Yehuda or in Pishton or Pishton, a klitzemer. You'll see. The Mishnah like this. Turn around, learn like this. "Loichim in Hanoshim klitzemer b'Yehuda." You'll add a boy in Yehuda off the ladies, woolen clothing, because that was their business. So for sure, it belonged to them. It's not like they're stealing from the husbands. Ukli Pishton begolu. You could buy flax clothing in Golu. Also, that was their business. They're not stealing from the husbands. But you can't buy off the ladies not wine and not oil or not flour. The Rashi says, Shederach ish lamoichron, v'yein oise es ishtoi shliach lakach. It's a derech for the men to sell these things and not for the ladies. So if you buy it off the lady, you have to be afraid that she's stealing it from her husband. V'loi min avodim, you can't buy anything off a slave. the same thing. Most probably he's stealing it from his owner. From Loi Minatinoik is not from any kids. Also the same thing. Mustama doesn't belong to them. You're just taking stolen goods. Abishol says, Moicheres Isha Biyabo V'chamisha Dinner. A wife is allowed to sell something that's only worth 4 or 5 dinarin if she says she needs the money. Could they allow her to keep her Russia, like in order to buy like a covering for her head? So Rashi says, see if Vienna about Makbid, on this the husband is not Makbid. So she has a right to sell this much merchandise to get this much money. But again, the Mishnah says, the Kula and Shamru Lahatimin Osir. Any type of sale that takes place here, that the lady said, let's do it quietly, then we have to be afraid, really, she's stealing from her husband now, and it's also to buy it off her. Now what new halacha is, that gaboi tzedoko, loichin mehen dover muit. If a gaboi tzedoko, you're coming around to collect tzedoko, so when you come to collect from the wives, you can only collect a small amount of money. Because, avoloi dover meruba, but not a big thing. Because again, most probably the husband doesn't want her to give away something big. So she doesn't have reshus from her husband. So a small amount, minastam, is midas bailim, therefore it's muta. But if you take a big amount from her, that's also. V'habedodin, loichin mehem, zeisim b'mido. V'habedodin, Rashi says, bal beis habad, that's the owner of the oil press. That presses them with the olive press. That presses out the olive to get the oil. She tagrin hein, b'shemen, loichin min nesheim zeisim. So you let to buy off their wives, zeisim olives, v'shemen b'midah, or else oil with exact measurement. So Rashi says, kolayma derech mechira fehesia. You can buy it off their wives openly and derech mechira and v'dav meruba, even a lot. Why? Rashi says, diyein yechonel lignoiv kol zeis. She can't sell so much like this and do it openly, but to do it b'tzina, then it would be yasa. So that's what it says here. B'dodin, that means when the husbands own the olive press. That you want to buy the oil or the olives off the wife, loichem mehem zaysim b'mida, v'shem b'mida, avoloi zaysim b'muit, v'shem b'muit, but not a little bit, just to buy a little bit off them. Again, we have to be afraid. Maybe it was stolen. V'shem b'mida loimer loichem minoshim zaysim b'moyid. You let her buy or olives off the wives b'moyid.
And, or else some of the girls from the side b'muit. You let even buy a small amount of them where? The Glil Helion. In this place, the Glil Helion. So Rashi said, because over there, the Shemin was very expensive. And therefore, the Makbid even on Dava Muit. So why let her buy this of them? She'apomim adam boish limchra pesach beisoy v'noisim lishtoy macheres. Because sometimes a person doesn't want to sell it himself, and he would let his wife sell it. So therefore, here, you let her buy it off the wives. Bar says, Ravina ikloy lebay mechuzo. Ravina came into the city, B'nai Mechuza. Is also Nashi, the B'nai Mechuza. So the ladies of B'nai Mechuza came out. Rami Kamei, Kavle Vishiri. They threw him, like he was a Gabbat stalker, and they threw to him, Rashi says, Shasher Azov, like golden necklaces. And Kibu Minayim, he accepted it from them, for stalker. Omule Rabatoi Swal Ravina. So Rabbi Tosfos says, that's Ravina. I've what Tanya we learned before, that Gaboi Tzedaka, when you go to collect money, Mekablin Mehem Dova Muit. If you collect from the wives, you could only collect a small amount. Avoloi Dova Muit, you can't collect a lot of money, because you have to be afraid, it's like Gazela, the husband doesn't give her permission. Omale, he answered back, Hani, these type of jewelries, these cheap things here, Livnei Mechuza Dova Muit Ninu. For these rich people in B'nai Mechuz, like Rashi says, Ashirimheim, they were very wealthy, so these small golden necklaces does not mean too much for them. Therefore, it's called a Gadava Mu'it, as if to say the husband has not makbid on it, therefore you have right to accept it for tzedakah. Now the Mishnah says, Muchin Shehakoyves Moitzei, the shreds of wool, that the Koyves, that's the washman, when you give your wool to be washed, when he washes out the wool, the shreds that come out when he washes it is a rei elu shalai. He has the right to keep it. Like Rashi says, "Hakoy b'smaytzi mi beket sema dava muit." I day shtifa v'im balabayis makbid. If the balabos is not makbid, if we let him keep it. Fi hasurik. What about somebody that combs out the wool? Vasurik maytzi. What the comber takes out of the wool when he combs out the wool? Harei elu shabalabayis. That already belongs to the balabos. Because that's a lot. And therefore, since there's a lot of wool that comes out when you comb it on the comb, therefore that the Baal HaBos is makbid on it belongs to him. Now, koiveis, a washman, noito gimu chutin. If three chutim, three strings come out when he's cleaning it, vein shaloi, he's allowed to keep this. Three strings he's allowed to keep. Yes, and mikana reelu shabal habayis. If more than three strings come out when he cleans it, then it goes to the Baal HaBos. The Rashi says, Shadova, you know, Rashi says also, Anakoyv is noito gimu chutin, miderech oroge big disemos of derech, the people that used to weave woolen clothing, Shloisha chutin mimin achar, the seifa beged used to put three strings of different type at the end of the beged. The akoidus nightlin, and the washman would take it off then. Umishavia beged amyafa, he would like make it a finishing touch, then he would make it look nice. So the kids of these three strings, he's let it keep. But if there's more than three strings, that's a double choshev ready, then it belongs to the Baal HaBos. Imhoyu shochor, agabi halovan, let's say it was black strings upon white strings. In other words, the beged was a white beged, and on the bottom there were a lot of black strings. Rashi says, shochor beged lovan, rishor lit lakoil, visha shochor magunu es halovan. So then Mishnah says, not less a koil, then he could take all of it. Even though there are four or five strings, but black strings do not look nice in the white wool, therefore you have right to keep them all. The ancient they belong to you. Now hachayit the yotela sheshayir esachut could they lift a boy if you left over strings that's enough to sew with, or else umatlis shehi gimel agimel, or if you left over a patch of material that's three etz boys, three fingers by three fingers, hareel shebal habayis still belongs to the Baal HaBos. But less than that, then the chayit has the right to keep. In other words, well, you were the tailor here for Baal HaBos, he gave you the material. So it depends how much is left over. If a full string is left over, then you have to return it back to the Baal HaBos. The same thing with a patch of cloth that 3x3 is left over, also you have to return it to the Baal HaBos. Now, ma shehachorash moitzi b'matzad harel shaloi. Ma shehachorash, that's a carpenter. When you're cutting down wood, so the small pieces of wood that come out when he used the matzad, we'll soon see it's a small type of a sword, that belongs to the carpenter, he has a right to keep it. Well, v'chshil shebal habayis, that's a bigger type of a sword, and there bigger chips come off, so there we say it belongs to the Baal HaBos. V'moyoysa itza Baal HaBos, let's say this carpenter was sawing the wood in the Baal HaBos' house, then af hanasarm shebal habayis, even the small pieces that fall off, the small sawdust, still it's a sword the Baal HaBos himself wants to use it. Therefore, this workman cannot keep it, but rather he has to leave it all by the Baal HaBos. All right, turn over. Yes. Now the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Loichin muchin, you'll have to buy the shreds of the wool. Loichin muchin min hakoivis, from the washman. Mithnei shen shalai, like it says in the Mishnah, since he's allowed to keep it for himself. So the shreds you let a boy off him. Now hakoibis noitel shnei chutim helyenim. The koibis, the washman, is allowed to take the top two chutim. The ancheloi, they belong to him. But